Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, state efforts to boost the monkeypox response happening as the feds debate a change to get more people vaccinated. Good afternoon, I'm Amanda Starantino. More on the process of splitting vaccine doses in a second. The first people eager to get the monkeypox vaccine lined up today outside San Francisco General Hospital. A fresh supply from the feds is enabling a walk-in clinic there to reopen. Overall, the city's health department expects to receive more than 10,000 doses from California's federal allotment. Vaccinations are available by appointment at Kaiser, UCSF, and Sutter Health.
That's great. I mean, this is kind of, I don't know, it kind of came out of nowhere. So I'm glad that they're doing something now to get a lot of doses. And this is my first attempt to get a shot. So here we are.
So this comes as the Biden administration is poised to implement a plan to stretch out the vaccine supply. It involves using one-fifth as much per dose at a shallower location of the body, closer to the skin, where more cells can absorb the vaccine. The Health and Human Services Department may issue an emergency order this afternoon. That would allow the FDA to authorize the so-called intradermal injections here in the Bay Area. An infectious disease expert says this new approach could help.
The more immunity we get out there, the more essentially an infection like monkeypox cannot find new people to infect. We'll eventually get the doses for all. We can always go back, but spreading immunity across a population will make this thing slow down.
San Francisco health officials say they are open to the idea as long as there's sufficient data to back it up. Well, here's a live look at the state capitol, where in less than 90 minutes, a newly formed committee will hold its first hearing on California's response to the monkeypox outbreak. State Senator Scott Wiener will lead the committee that will look at both short-term solutions and long-term improvements. That hearing taking place at 1:30. New at noon, an arrest in a cold case murder from 4 decades ago in the South Bay. 15-year-old Karen Stitt of Palo Alto was stabbed multiple times and killed. That's back in September of 1982. Today, investigators in Sunnyvale said DNA evidence has led to an arrest in Hawaii. Gary Gene Ramirez, now 75, was arrested last Tuesday at his home on the island of Maui. He now awaits extradition to Santa Clara County, where he will face charges of first-degree murder with special circumstances. Now to a developing story. Former President Trump, the focus of an FBI investigation, now looking into how he handled classified material. That investigation leading to a highly publicized FBI search of his Florida home yesterday. Skylar Henry now with the latest.
FBI agents seized boxes of documents while executing a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday.
This means that a judicial officer found there was probable cause to believe there was evidence of a crime at Mar-a-Lago.
CBS News has learned the search warrant is connected to missing White House records. Earlier this year, the National Archives asked the Justice Department to investigate Trump's handling of official documents.
We think they're the 15 boxes that he took from the White House to Mar-a-Lago and wouldn't give back. That's the most likely reason that they wanted the search warrant.
Executing a search warrant on a former president's home has never been done before, and given the political nature of this search, approval likely came from the very top of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
This is a big-time move that in part is going to be stepping on a hornet's nest. He's already issued an outraged statement. They knew it would happen, and they don't care.
Republican lawmakers soundly criticized the search, calling for hearings looking into the FBI.
There's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet.
The Trump family called it political persecution.
They do it for one reason. Because they don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024.
The search has angered many of the former president's supporters who rallied outside of Trump Tower in New York. Trump PACs are already fundraising off the news, sending out texts asking supporters to donate. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Trump will dine tonight with House Republican members at his Bedminster golf course. The dinner was planned before the FBI search. All right, let's get to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch for a look at our forecast. Looks beautiful out there, Jessica.
It is beautiful, Amanda. Oh, compared to this morning when that marine layer was still staying thick for us, this is a lot nicer of a sight. Just over the Golden Gate Bridge area, we still are dealing with a little bit of that marine layer, but just in the heart of San Francisco, we're seeing sunshine across the board. That's going to be the case for us today off in our inland areas, where daytime highs today mostly are just in the 80s. Now, we're still sticking around with the 60s from the coast off into the bay as low pressure moves its way away from us and high pressure replaces it. We're going to start warming up as we extend into the next couple days and even into the weekend. High pressure also dries us up too, so we're going to see relative humidity drop, but we're going to see a lot more sunshine. Like I said, things are changing, diving into the rest of the week, and we'll talk more about it coming up in just a bit. Amanda?
Okay, we will talk to you soon, Jessica. Around 6 million Californians had their pandemic benefits wrongfully delayed or denied, according to a new report blasting the state's unemployment agency. The findings from the nonpartisan legislative analysts show the EDD put too much focus on preventing fraud, not enough on making sure benefits got to workers who needed it. The EDD says it is reviewing the report and already put in place some of its recommendations. A South Bay lawmaker is vowing to do more to get illegal guns off the street. Supervisor Cindy Chavez has been pushing confiscation efforts for several years in Santa Clara County. Today, she said she wants to provide more resources to the DA and local law enforcement. Her goal is to improve their collaboration to crack down on the trafficking and distribution of illegal firearms.
And we don't send a single officer to go retrieve these. We send teams, and that requires resources. And we really want to provide whatever support we can to cities and across the county that are already, frankly, really strapped for police officers. So everything that we can do to make this easier on these departments to take this leadership, we want to support them in doing that.
Supervisor Chavez says she will request options from the county administration to expand confiscations and bolster efforts to defend existing gun laws. The mother of a Sandy Hook school shooting victim now speaking about the defamation trial of Alex Jones, who claimed the 2012 massacre was staged. A jury awarded Scarlett Lewis and her son's father more than $49 million in damages. Here's Elaine Keano.
I could only feel compassion for him.
Scarlett Lewis tells CBS News what it was like for her to come face to face with Alex Jones inside a Texas courtroom last week.
What I saw was just a man, a human being, in pain, lonely, with no one there to testify for him. He had not a person there.
In an interview on CBS Mornings, Lewis says she was nervous when she directly confronted the talk radio host and conspiracy theorist who'd claimed for years that the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre was staged to tighten gun laws. Lewis's six-year-old son, Jesse, was one of the victims.
My son existed.
A jury awarded Lewis and Jesse's dad more than $49 million in damages after they described how they were harassed by Jones's followers who believed his false claim. Lewis says she spoke directly to Jones because she felt she had to stand up to a bully, just like her son did when he told his classmates to run.
So I'm sitting on the stand and I'm thinking, you know, in comparison to what Jesse did, this is the easier job for sure, safeguarding truth in our country.
Lewis says she's able to speak out about the tragedy because of an inspirational message her son left on the kitchen chalkboard.
He wrote three words: nurturing, healing, love.
And at 6 years old?
At 6 years old.
Wow.
Phonetically spelled, because he was in first grade and just learning to write.
She also says she believes Jones, who admitted on the stand that the shooting was real, made bad choices, but she thinks he wants to make different choices going forward. Elaine Quijano, CBS News, New York.
And Jones faces additional lawsuits in Texas and Connecticut.